Today's guests, Paul Wolf, as well as Tony Sansonetti. Musical guests, well, why don't you bring one sometime? And your hosts, Johnny Trowbridge and Mike Calhoun. Hello. Oh, God, I'm loud. Internet people.
So loud.
I'm so sorry. You know what I just realized?
Who?
No, actually, I did it on purpose. I'm going to tell you what, and then I'm going to tell you who.
Okay.
The what is I just made our two guests sit R2. Through R2-D2 guests.
Beep, beep, boop, boop.
There he is.
Whoa. Wow.
I made them sit through.
He's like Beetlejuice.
Only once. But what if? How do we get him to go away? Just say it again.
No, it's like 900 times.
We'll never say it. We want to keep him here. I just made our two guests sit through the wrong intro instead of just starting the show because it's like a ritual.
Yeah, you could just start the show now.
I could have just hit record and then been like, "Hi," but no.
Like, you're like, listen to this.
You're going to listen.
It has nothing to do with you.
I spent so much time on that intro.
I know you did.
That's why it wasn't that much time. Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of The Unbelievables. How have you been? I've been great. How have you been, Johnny?
I've been also great.
What were you doing today's?
I was slipping and sliding on the freezing rain.
Oh, hell yeah.
Freezing rain.
On the roads?
Best kind of rain.
Or just,
no,
in,
just
in, on
in
your feet?
In personnel ways.
Okay. Like yes. Into work?
Yeah, I was, you know, when you're like trying to play it cool around your coworkers,
absolutely,
and you're like, oh, just get back from lunch, no big deal, and then like you try to walk into the building and you're like falling
fall
over
on your face, like that polar bear,
yes.
In that video.
Yeah,
please tell me you've watched that video.
I haven't, but it's
everyone
a great
go watch.
Reference.
We're gonna watch it at the break. Today we've got two very special guests, and I'm going to say their names, and their names sound like this. One of their names is Tony Sansonetti.
Yes.
The Italian stallion. And did you just grunt? Like, no, you gave it.
That's what a stallion
sounds
like.
Yeah, that's what a stallion sounds like. That's what I'm saying. And Mr. Paul Wolf.
Yo.
Wolf.
Welcome, my friends.
The German stallion.
Are you German?
Yeah.
Nice.
Who would have guessed, right? My mom's maiden name is Hoffmaster.
Hoffmaster.
A lot of hatred in this family.
Here's something that I'm going to mention to you now. I, on two other occasions, purposefully pronounced your name as Wolf, so you would correct me, because I hate when people call wolves or wolf, woof. Have you heard this before?
Never.
You've never heard this before in your life.
Like, that's like Paul a Midwest wolf? Thing.
What? They,
woof. Call it a woof?
They say woof instead of wolf.
Oh, there's two really? Woofs.
So
two,
I didn't even catch it when you did
woofs.
It either.
Yeah,
there's apparently two woofs not. Over there. By the coyote. See, I did it.
They're being real friendly.
Yeah, that's right.
But welcome to the sub, my friends.
Still afloat, I see.
Well,
we're
it's
submerged.
Sunken.
I guess you could
still submerged.
Floating. We're floating in the middle of the sea.
Fair.
Is that floating?
Compared to the bottom of the sea,
we are higher than
we
the
are
bottom.
Higher, gotcha. So we're floating.
Okay, not
aren't
so
we all just floating?
Dude, bro.
Dude.
Aren't we all just like floating?
Like,
they what? All float down here.
Oh.
Great reference.
Very.
To a movie, which is relevant because...
It's coming out soon. No.
What? Hey, that's... No, yeah. That's true, though. That's a true statement.
Because
our two guests have a podcast of their own in which they discuss such matters.
We do. It's called It.
Yep.
It Podcast.
It can't read.
Very specific.
Now, what would consist on the It Podcast?
We talk about 1 minute of the film. Every episode.
For an
so
hour.
So you get...
For an hour.
For an
insane.
Hour, we discuss
we
one minute of the film
lot
and
of
dissect
content.
It
this hour
in a really serious way.
Now, here's another
just
question.
The blood balloons.
Yeah, so you go minute by minute. Does
the credits
that include,
are 9 episodes.
I was going to say, the credits is going to be insane.
No. Yeah. We just read off the names slowly so we can fill an hour.
But that's the best way to immerse yourself in that movie.
It is. Every minute.
To slowly,
how many minutes is that movie? You better know.
Oh, it's 104.
Wow. That's a lot.
So it's going to take...
It was two VHSs.
Yeah, because VHSs were shitty and they
They could only hold 32 minutes.
Yeah, it was like a 45-minute like cassette.
Yeah,
like,
fair enough.
So you guys are going to release
that. Did you say 104 minutes? And then you said 32 minutes.
We're also bad at math.
Per VHS.
Yeah, my bad.
30.
He can't calculate half of
I thought he meant like an hour. I thought he meant an hour 32? Four.
So did I at first. So it's,
all right, we're there, Johnny.
So on, if that's going to be on VHS, does that mean you guys are going to videotape you guys doing it too?
Actually, only our podcasts are available on VHS tapes.
Really?
Yeah, that's yeah. It's strange. A it's a man, small market we're dealing with, but they're huge very fans. Small.
Very small. I must not have. Oh, okay. This new podcast is going to be the new one about podcast.
Yeah,
I understand.
It can't read. Yeah,
it can't read.
Yeah,
it
and if you're not on our mail order list, you can't get the fucking VHS.
Wow, very exclusive.
It's just manila envelopes being sent out
and vanilla envelopes.
Oh, nice.
Who's vanilla envelopes.
I used to say that scented. When I was a kid because I didn't know what vanilla was. I was like, oh, vanilla.
Someone said vanilla are weird.
They look like vanilla, so like why would...
Do they look like vanilla,
No, not at all.
They're like vanilla looks colored.
Like, vanilla looks like brandy. Wait. You think vanilla. You think vanilla looks like the color manila?
I know why, though, because in a dark bottle if you have the extract. Vanilla extract looks dark because it's in a brown bottle. And then if you were to spread it on a white plate, though, it loosens and it gets very yellow.
Okay, this is getting very
specific. You're making me seem more stupid.
Yeah. Stop trying to save Johnny. Throwing him that fucking...
I can see why he's that
lifesaver.
This is getting very specific.
See where it comes from.
To describe...
the first segment, what did you guys talk about? Manila envelopes.
It was the first 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Engaging.
Solid 20 minutes. Vanilla. But I want you guys to tell me a little bit about your guys' podcast. It's pop culture based.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's all the stuff you guys like.
Why wouldn't it?
Oh, well, it's not about the stuff you guys... What do you guys talk about that
no,
you don't
it's
like?
Bullshit, too. Go ahead. Tell them.
Talk about bullshit as well?
I usually get like a new segment going that consists of mainly things with CGI that he hates. And but I like when
Pacific Rim 2 news
films. I'm assuming,
like Pacific Rim 2 shit like that.
I thought, every update.
I thought he said the intro to the news for a second.
The intro to the news.
Yeah. I hate all that
asshole.
CGI.
I hate all those things that show up on
real,
screen.
Yeah.
Just talk to me.
We have a CGI intro to our news segment. It's good for a podcast. I mean, cost a lot of money. No one sees it. Well, the VHS tape.
Yeah, the people on the mail list.
Yeah,
yeah.
People on the mailing list get it.
Well, what a good CGI segment.
Right. And they write you letters.
Yes.
And then you put them in your bulletin that you mail out.
In manila envelopes. Yes.
Manila envelopes.
Exactly.
Also in manila envelopes.
It's probably named after the capital of the Philippines, Manila.
Yeah, that's where it came from, actually.
I can't tell if you're lying.
Whoever knows on this show.
Yeah, it is very vague.
It's probably true.
What is the... Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Go on.
Just trying to keep that filled.
Give me, just trying to fill up that empty air. What was the first episode inspired by?
I have no idea. Me and Bob used to do it together. And
Mr. Bob Camparta.
Bob Camparta from the Lousy Weather Media main show. Yeah, me and him started I Can't Read. We did 27 episodes together, and there's a 28th one that we did that I never released. But the first one, I think we had a friend of ours on it, and we just talked, like, we did, like, 3 hours.
Was that, like, Nagy?
Jeez.
Yeah, Corey Nagy,
The first episode?
I think, yeah.
The first episode was, like, a guest episode.
Well, no, the first three, we split them up. So it was, like, hardcore Corey 2, and then, like, harder Corey or something like that.
With
so,
a vengeance.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, so, I mean, we just talked about bullshit. Like, I was like, what's your favorite Batman movie? Shit like that.
Oh,
we didn't really have, like, the...
Those are some good conversations, whether they're recorded or not.
Well, and also, Bob's not a really big fan of Batman, so...
How dare he?
Calvin's favorite thing.
I got a bone to pick with Bob.
Yeah, definitely.
Several bones.
Lego Batman in your sub. It looks good. Are you excited for the movie?
Lego Batman? Yeah.
Very excited.
It looks good.
Lego Batman's going to be great. I'm also excited for the Batfleck.
They just announced that he might not do it. Yeah, which is weird because Loeb is writing it with him too. Jeff Loeb.
If he doesn't direct it, it's not a
deal breaker.
Ship.
But
yeah.
I don't even know if he's going to do it if it's not like to his caliber of script. That's what he said.
Oh,
yeah.
We will.
He's
see.
Probably disappointed because everyone
hates him. Yeah,
hates him.
Yeah.
Well, people hate him for different reasons.
But
a lot because of like Batman shooting guns, like the whole movie.
People didn't like that.
He didn't write that movie. There are justifiable reasons for it that I won't get into.
Okay, yes. Fair enough.
We'll be here quite long.
But so, like the main, like how I Can't Read operates now was actually kind of like a lot of Tony's idea of where
For the listener, he's pointing at Tony as he mentions Tony.
Yes, yes. And to my chagrin, it's based off a lot of things segments that I thought of, because I was like, I got to be creative. I'm taking huge shoes here and filling them.
Oh yeah.
And now you'll hear about the torture that I go through now.
So we started out with doing like a new segment, and he's like, "Oh, I have this cool idea of Genre 5, which is a play on Johnny 5."
Mm. Oh, what a Short great circuit. Five!
Yeah, the best five, honestly.
I would say it's the best five.
Well, other than Red 5, but
Red 5 is also good.
Standing by. Anyway, so we
standing by.
Red October is better than Red 5.
Whoa!
Oh, I don't think so.
Big Red's a great gum. Anyway, so
Simply Red.
Damn it!
Little Red Riding Hood. I want to be a part of this conversation.
Red Rum. All right. So we do Genre 5, where we take like anything. We've done box dinners. We've done favorite actors. Like anything that we can think of with five things in it that we like.
Yeah.
Even like worst movies, like worst sequels ever made, best sequels ever made, all that type of shit. And then we'll go into weekly recommendations and rejections, things that we've seen that week. And then we rate them on a scale of 1 to 10 deep impacts. Because that's the bar.
I love that.
That's where you tip. That's the zenith.
Yeah.
Deep Impact. Is that because you guys mutually agree that Deep Impact is an excellent movie?
One day we did, yes.
Yeah, wow. I'm not so sure excellent. Why it happened. But I mean,
guys, this is a Deep Impact.
Bam.
What a great movie.
No, I watched it and I was like, dude, it's really heartfelt. Like, I don't know. I think I was like way stoned or some shit when I watched it, and I just felt it way more than I should have. And then he saw it and he said it was dog shit. Anyways, and then
jeez.
Oh,
no.
I was like, I rate it 3 deep impacts. Yeah. I don't
know. Deep impact.
I give Deep Impact 3 out of 5.
3 out of 10.
3 out of 10? Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, it's
rated low. And then we go into a test of Tony, where Tony goes and revisits a movie.
Yeah, this is where I'm getting fucking...
This is exciting.
Yeah. I'm getting really fucked on the deal on this one. Well, sometimes.
Hey.
Tony. He has the option not to do this part of the segment.
Don't have to watch the movie that we pick for Test of Tony.
Okay.
So I'm like, the Jetsons movie. He's like, God damn.
Oh, no.
So you have to
watch it. It's one of those things I reanalyze an old film. It shouldn't be one that I know I love. It's not like he's going to be like, Jurassic Park. And I go, maybe I'll hate it this time.
Yeah.
So something that might be questionable.
Every time I ask him, I'm like, what do you want to do for Test of Tony? And he's like, I don't know, Pulp Fiction. I'm like, well, you like that already. Like, what? Duh. Like,
yeah.
So does he ever just like randomly come up with ones you don't know?
No, I think of a bunch. I'm like,
Batman,
I don't know. Like,
66.
I haven't seen Sandlot. You know what I mean? Like, I might not care for it now. It might not hold up.
I have a stack of movies that I also have a Netflix list now of a bunch of movies that I've been desiring to see, and I haven't yet, and I just keep putting them off. And this, it's like it's a New Year's resolution that I didn't make, but I happen to keep this year. Every night I've been watching a new movie that I'm just going to knock it out. I'm just going to watch this movie.
My list is bad. It's a bad Netflix list.
You mean bad as in like bad movies?
Like, it's not going to get done for a while.
Oh, damn.
Which is insane, because we'll like hang out and we'll go through Netflix and I'll be like, hey, you want to watch this? He's like, seen it. And I'll like pick a movie. I'm like, there's no way. He's like, yeah, I saw it. It was all right. I'm like, how the fuck do you have time to watch all these fucking movies?
While he's sleeping.
And that's the thing is, I still have about 200 movies, 100 of which I've seen and they're great and I don't have them, so I want to relive them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, The Hunted is on my list. I've seen the thing like 5 times. But I fucking love that movie.
All right.
Then there's another 100 of which I've never fucking seen, and I don't get to them because I don't know. Like you were saying,
you just don't dedicate
the time, but you are, which is awesome. I don't.
I'm
too busy watching Babes in Toyland and fucking all kinds of other horse shit for my youth.
Yeah, I was like, hey, let's do Batman 66. He's like, I've never seen it. I'm like, what a good test of Tony that'll be.
Oh, so the movie.
Yeah.
That's
a
great movie.
That is a great movie. That is a classic.
And that was like, so, but there are times when it's a fuck task, like to go through. Watching the Jetsons, and I'm not in a good mood, and I don't want to see the content.
I totally understand.
Shit. Yeah,
I was running into that when I have, because I have the stack of movies and drama, animated, lot big variations of genre, and all I've been wanting to watch lately though is these like depressing dramas or mysteries, and I was like, man, eventually I got to watch this. Happy movie.
This Garfield
movie.
I'm
not in the mood.
It's on his list.
I did see the first Garfield
Tale
movie.
Tale of Two Kitties. Yeah,
I don't want to see. I never.
What
do
you know? Still hates Mondays.
All right. Weird. Man, I got through this whole movie. I thought maybe he'd like Monday.
Yeah. That's what he comes around to. He's like, you know what? Mondays aren't so bad.
What a turn.
If they tried to pitch that,
this is M. Night Shyamalan.
And then Garfield gets hit by a car. Like, he finally comes to peace.
You know what?
His soul can go to heaven.
Yeah.
Like, he steps out of an Italian restaurant, goes, man, that lasagna just maybe I might be over it. And he's immediately killed by a bus.
M. Night Shyamalan and
presents Garfield.
And then the bus, like, it shows the date and it's a Monday. And it's just like,
oh,
full circle.
Nice.
Full circle.
Nice. Dead
That's cat. Why I always hated Mondays.
Why did you direct Garfield?
I know. Why didn't I direct
Wow.
Back,
copyright. Mike
back
Calhoun.
In like 2005 when I was 15.
You would have got to work with, wow, why can't I think of
Bill Murray?
Jason. Bill Murray.
Oh, he was in the first one. I don't think he did the second
No,
one.
I don't
he didn't
think
come
he did.
Back. Really? Oh, surprising.
So
weird. He made fun of it in Zombieland. I love that.
He did. Yeah, he did. Yeah, that movie wasn't even good. Zombieland.
I liked that movie.
There was parts of it that are all right.
I liked that.
I'll give you guys a tip.
Okay. What's
Watch the commentary of Zombieland. It is so much more entertaining than the movie.
Really?
Because, yeah, Jesse Eisenberg sticks around for the whole commentary.
Oh.
So does Woody Harrelson.
Wait, do people usually get up and leave during halfway?
What? Yeah, they'll like pop in, pop out.
Oh, sure. I've never. I mean, I guess like in some of like Kevin Smith's movies, Jason Mewes will pop in and pop out.
Yeah.
But like, that's probably because he's going to go do heroin.
They usually have like.
Hold on, one second.
It's a good excuse.
Be right back, guys.
Be right back.
Why are you nodding out?
But yeah, but that happens pretty frequently. They'll have like the director, producer, or writer be the main guy talking every once in a while. Like I watched the Matrix commentary. There's like four of them.
Yeah,
and one of them features Carrie Ann Moss, but she's only in it for like 15 minutes.
Hmm.
But her input's great. But Zombieland, that's what I'm saying. Watch the commentary. It's very entertaining.
I don't know how to feel about Jesse Eisenberg. I either think he's like really cool and like real smug and cool, or he's like the biggest asshole there is.
Why do you just
wait? Hold on.
Smug
sounds like
line.
An asshole, anyways.
Yeah,
so he's
true.
An asshole
he
and he's cool, or he's just
asshole.
An asshole.
Yeah, mostly.
Gotcha.
Do you think he's just an asshole just because of the roles he takes, or what?
No,
I haven't seen him outside of
a role. If you watch him in interviews, he's just a little smug, you know, and you're just feeling. Like that's like your thought.
Are you sure you're not
like
just
that.
Thinking he and Mark Zuckerberg are the same person?
They might be the same person.
He played Mark Zuckerberg pretty well.
Yeah, I really wish he would have taken that to Batman v Superman for Lex Luthor, because he acted like the Riddler in it.
Yeah,
it
he was ridiculous.
He was a little
mentally insane.
I don't know how to describe his Lex Luthor, but I still enjoyed it.
Manic.
In the end.
Yeah, manic. More manic than he needed to be.
I'm about to say, but Lex is like very calculated and shit like that. Like,
he was like jumping in like alien pools. He's like, I'm going to touch this shit.
Yeah, and I mean, and people, readers of the comics are supposed to imply, or supposed to assume that he's smart enough that he wouldn't get into something that he hasn't already thought through. But,
true.
I mean, new viewers are going to go, why is he crazy? Like, he looks, I don't know.
I felt like Kevin Spacey was, like, a decent Lex Luthor minus his plot to, you know, like, take over, like, just make more land.
That was a terrible, terrible plot.
I do like
Kevin Spacey
as
is
him. Yeah.
Definitely,
yeah.
But Superman Returns is on Netflix now, and I can't watch it. I don't know why. It's just so bad.
Creepiest.
You added that to your list?
No,
Superman Returns.
I've seen that movie. I hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you liked that movie.
No, I hated it.
Wait, which one is that?
That's the one with creepy Superman where he's all like looking at Lois Lane through a window and shit like that.
With Brandon
Never
Routh.
Saw it.
Yeah.
Brandon Routh.
It's where he has, where they make it really ambiguous whether or not he has a child.
Yes.
And whether or not that child has powers.
It's rough.
Never went through it. Never
this is me
it.
Hanging myself, ladies.
The only cool part about that movie was that bullet smashing on his eyeball.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Saw that part.
Like, I would have paid $5 to see that scene and then just, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'll get up and leave.
I love $5 scenes. Like, the part in Pacific Rim when he cuts that bird thing in the middle of the air. It's so stupid, but like, I was like, I'd pay $5.
That is a great shot. You have
I would
to admit
pay
that shot is
hell of a scene.
Hell of a scene.
I would pay $5 to see that.
It's
new
prime.
Segment, hell of a scene. We got that on I Can't Read.
I think do a lot of those.
No, hell of a scene.
I wanted to ask something specific about I Can't Read.
Oh. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
All right, right.
How
on.
Dare
and
you?
How we end
Don't tell me what to do. That's my show.
How we end the podcast is with Movie of the Week, which is kind of like we pick a movie that we both watch, then we discuss it.
For 5 to 6 minutes.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, usually
five
we don't.
5 to 6.
Yeah.
Very narrow.
It's like 48 minutes, and then we're like, now Movie of the Week.
Yeah.
And then 2 minutes later, we're like, all right, so next week we'll be talking about.
That's a solid
impression
of me.
Well,
that's
cool, because
it. Yeah, that's him.
I like that idea, because it makes you guys watch the movie and then have a specific, I don't know.
We also say it on the week beforehand, like, we're like, hey, Tessa Tony's going to be this, Movie of the Week's going to be this, so like, play along at home and watch it.
Hell
and then
yeah.
not talk to us about it. And
how many
to
people
us.
Play along?
Play along by dope
zero?
Play.
No, I have no idea.
One or two. Like, we'll see someone, and there will be like, dude, here's this and this idea for genre 5. And I'm like, oh shit, like, you could tweet us and just hit us up. You know what I mean? Like, it's only when you randomly encounter certain friends that they're like, I have some cool shit to say about it.
That's cool.
But it's just, you don't want to dump it on Twitter, I guess.
Or the I have a genre five idea.
Yeah, go ahead.
Top five gums.
Five gums. There,
now, like, are there more than five?
There's more than five.
Really?
Oh. So you could do the top five gums.
I like this idea.
Or four. The one that's like a wind ice room. The one that's like a hot lava room.
And I like how we only remember them the as commercials, their commercials.
As their commercial flavors.
Yeah, the speaker beads.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Speaker beads.
Speaker beads.
Those are some
speaker beads, the gum.
High production value.
Definitely.
Yeah.
For gum.
A lot of CGI in that.
That's a lot of CGI.
Tony's people buy
thing?
Gum. When you're going to buy gum, what gum do you think of?
Five.
There you
go.
But I don't buy it.
Thank you for reinforcing.
You should just get Trident, you know?
Trident.
Yeah.
Trident.
The poor man's gum.
Trident white. Why would they call a gum Trident?
I don't know. They like the Lannis.
It's like, is it because you need three pieces of gum to get rid of bad breath?
No, because only Poseidon can cure your halitosis. Your yeah, that's right. That's right. You need a god to heal your halitosis. I don't know.
I made a rap with the word halitosis once.
Really?
You made a rap with the word halitosis. All
right, spit it.
Let's hear it.
Who's got a beat? Go ahead, Johnny.
Let's get
no,
a beat
it doesn't
going.
Need a beat
boo,
at all.
Chick, boo,
here's a,
boo.
Here's a great beat.
I can't. Give me it. 1 second. Give me a second.
It's got the wood block.
These doses. Oh, these doses for noses give my brain halitosis.
Ooh.
And it was a poem. It was supposed to be like a rap or a poem about like addiction.
He really likes Charlie Tuna.
No, I don't. Yeah, I do.
I don't know who Charlie Tuna is.
Jurassic 5?
Jurassic 5?
Right on.
I don't know
okay,
the Jurassic
fair enough.
Jurassic 5.
The Jurassic 5. Well, not called that.
What is Jurassic 5? Okay,
it's
first
a rap
of all,
group.
Okay, so they're not the Jurassic group. 5. They're just called Jurassic 5.
Jurassic 5, 5 yeah. Mm-hmm. Or J5. If you're
well,
hip.
No, J-pop I'm not going to say 5. That because that reminds me of the Jackson 5, which
yes.
is what I was getting at in the first place.
Ah, right on. And Tony also has a verse for that. No good.
Oh, do you guys do your
you
top?
You spit some Michael verses?
Yeah.
You do the top five Jacksons? Is that what you do?
No, that's, yeah.
Okay,
top
well,
five Jacksons.
I mean, we could rate them, I guess, yeah. Yeah
let's do it right now. Top five Jackson 5.
Michael's the top one, duh.
Well, this is too easy.
Tito, Janet.
Whoa.
Janet was one of them, but she's not one of the five.
No, she wasn't.
But she was a Jackson.
Oh, I just thought you meant Jacksons.
Yeah.
That's what so, I said.
Oh,
in the five? Are there really five of them?
That's why it was called Jackson 5.
There's about seven Jackson children.
No clue who the others are.
Yeah.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't know.
I believe there's a Milo.
Ooh,
what
yeah.
a cool name.
Theodore. I don't know.
Theodore Jackson? Maybe. You might be getting the Cosby's mixed up. I don't know.
Theo.
How terribly racist of me.
Very.
Get out of here.
If that were the case. But I actually do think there was a theater.
Okay.
I'm probably wrong.
Randy Jackson?
Randy yep. Jackson.
Yeah, he was in there. Yeah.
Think of some other Jackson.
Samuel.
Jax.
Samuel.
He had a
Samuel.
Patch.
Yeah. Jax from Mortal Kombat.
Jax from Mortal Kombat with the metal arms. He's a big brother.
Most definitely.
Oh, I forgot about him.
In my top five, Jackson 5.
He lost him in that dance move. I remember.
That dance competition.
I don't know if you guys remember Stonewall.
Stonewall.
Yeah, that was a good one.
They weren't on good terms.
No. But, I mean, you know, families are hard.
Yeah. Stonewall Jackson.
That was a good one.
That's all five.
Yep.
We got
right, yeah, there you go. Genre five.
Those are all the ones I had written down.
Nice.
Did I not tell you I had them written down?
Yeah.
That could have helped.
You saw this coming.
You didn't want to cheat.
Yeah, I didn't want to cheat. I wanted to play fair.
I feel like we've gone way off of every topic.
No, we're good.
At all.
All ever, topics are topics.
It's almost like that's what we do here.
Yeah, it's almost like that's
I
our
I feel like
MO.
There's so much that's unsaid.
Actually, it is not a secret, ladies and gentlemen. That a few weeks ago, we lost an episode.
I mean, that is kind
the
of
lost
a secret.
Episode.
Well, not
was
anymore.
It an was it? It's
did
not
you
anymore.
Post,
I don't think we mentioned.
Did you post about it? It was like, no.
I posted
it's dead.
About us losing an episode, but I didn't mention who was on it, but now we will.
Okay. It was
you,
us.
It was you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
It creative, was you, gentlemen.
Creative
but
geniuses.
Spoilers.
We're going to
it.
Take a break in a moment.
Yeah.
But during the break, for the listener and for us, I am happy to announce that we were able to recover some of that audio.
Get out of town.
Yeah. Lost footage.
We were able to recover it. It actually wasn't us. It was another podcast that specifically recovers audio.
Really?
And then play. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Wait, is that what the podcast is about?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
And it's podcast. Yeah,
awesome.
Isn't that, it's a great idea, isn't it?
It's a cool
so
idea.
So we're going to play that section.
What's the podcast called?
It's called Pit, the podcast Pit, investigation
yeah,
team.
Oh, right on. I like that.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
They found the shipwreck.
Right. It's very cool. It's very unique.
On our show afterwards, we said that you guys died. after we left.
Yeah. Oh, my sunk. God.
Yeah. I was like, it was a horrible. It was a horrible accident. Like, there's gas and
shot
water
down,
mixed.
Actually.
That was close to the ocean on fire.
Well, it's not untrue. We just survived it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you guys still are alive. That is weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
I feel alive.
I don't.
Well, during the break, we're going to take care of that.
I feel alive.
When we come back, we'll have a special segment with our two guests. I'm just going to play the audio for everyone now. We can listen to it here so we can hear the gloriousness. And we'll be back after this.
Hi there, it's me, not Greg, and me, Greg. We're here with the podcast
investigation team.
That's what we are. Pit. How can you forget?
I never forget.
Oh, good.
As long as my name is not Greg.
As long as my name is Greg.
We are here in the desert.
Andy's desert.
The Andy's desert.
We're here on another excursion.
You can hear the birds squawking. Yes, so lively. Those birds.
These birds won't shut up.
Yes, what terrible birds.
There's snakes all around us. Glad I stepped on that one.
Anyway, we're here because we're about to go into an ancient tomb.
We heard a tip that there might be a lost episode of a podcast.
A very rare podcast.
That was abandoned weeks ago.
Whole weeks, they
many,
say.
Many weeks, many days.
We don't know what we're going to find.
We don't know what we're going to find. We're going to look.
We're entering the cave. Put your camel.
We should probably do something about these camels. Oh, just don't kill it. So what are you doing, not Greg?
Sorry.
Did you murder it?
No. No traces.
Good idea. No witnesses. Well, it's still bleeding. You might want to just put it out.
All right. Hold on.
I think it's dead. You killed it?
Seems more disappointed.
Seems very disappointed. All right. Get your rope. My rope's made of Velcro. Get your rope.
I got it.
Tie it around yourself.
What do you think I'm doing, Greg?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just letting the listener know. All right, I'm going to start my descent.
All right. Oh, wait. First, you have to move the boulder.
Let's move this boulder. Oh, shit. There was a bear trapped beneath the boulder. We just crushed him with
it. He's very thankful.
We destroyed him with it. He's thankful, eh? Do you speak bear?
He was very lonely.
Give the listeners a little bit of bear since you speak it. Now, for the listener, I know what you said, yes. But for the listener, tell us what you said.
It says, thank you for helping us open.
Thank you for helping me die with my via boulder.
Yes.
Those were his last words. Okay, I'm going to... let's now that
tie your rope to that stone.
I'm going to tie it around this bear's neck. It seems very sturdy. Oh, he had a little bit of life left.
Yeah.
It's dead now. All right, I'm going to start making my descent.
All right.
This is deep.
Wow, quiet.
Really deep. Very quiet, except for those water droplets.
Drip, drop, drip, drop.
It's very big drops.
They're like onomatopoeia drops. What you see down there?
Why haven't you joined me into this?
Oh, I'm getting down. All right. I'm using... I'm slipping. Some of the rocks are slipping.
Splash. Splash. Don't knock... Don't knock over what our ropes are attached to.
Yes. The bear.
Bear.
All right. I've reached the ground. Clunk, clunk.
I'm going to get down there. Oh, I feel...
Are you all right?
I'm okay. As long as there's no bats in here.
Oh, good. Those are just rats.
Yes. Good thing.
The Pit Investigative Team. Well, that's kind of redundant, isn't it?
Not.
We are the Podcast Investigative team.
And we're in a pit.
We're in a pit. It's kind of on the nose, isn't it?
Kind of perfect.
All right, let's start making our way.
All right. This looks like... Can you read these hieroglyphs? What do they say?
Let me turn on my flashlight.
I turned mine all at the same time.
All right, what does that say? That's ancient Gaelic.
I don't know Gaelic. Do you know Gaelic?
I know a little bit.
Oh, it's a good thing I have you. Speak bear.
I speak bear and Gaelic. Those are the only two. Yeah. Not very useful outside of this.
Well, tell me and the listener what it says.
Well, it says here, he who has the most perfect...
And then I can't read anything else.
Oh, my flashlight went out. All right. I could just use mine as a beating stick. All right, let's make our way.
All right.
In.
Yeah, grab the edges of this. I'm going to... Giant boulder. Wow.
That boulder was large.
It looks like no one's been in here for weeks. Got all the beer cans. Oh, you're kicking some. I guess they were very metal.
That was a solid beer can. It was about a gallon size. Wait, what's that? Shine your light on it.
I won't. Wait, yes, I am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
It looks like a face. What is going on here? I'm going to get closer. Step one, two. All right, we're closer.
Very audible steps.
Yep.
All right.
I have loud shoes.
All right, I'm going to open this, and just you hold the flashlight here. Hold it.
I'm holding it.
Grabs it tightly.
I've got it. I'm not going to drop it into the...
Oh, it's out.
Not Greg.
Do you have a match?
I do have a match.
Light it, please. Whoa, very strong match.
It's a big match. It's gonna last us a while. We broke both. You broke both of the flashlights.
Torches. That's what they're called.
Oh God! What I'm holding now is a torch.
Yes, that's basically
it's a
torch.
A large match.
Large match.
About 4 inches long. It's a big one.
That's a pretty big. All right. Anyway, okay. So
let's hold it up to this face. Oh. I can make out.
I'm gonna pick it up.
Gonna pick up the whole.
What? What was that?
I don't know.
What was I picking up?
I don't know. You picked up a mask of some sort. You're holding it still.
Oh, the mask, yes.
It sounded like some sort of groaning was going on.
All right. I'm going to wear it.
What was that? Somebody's laughing. Is there somebody else in here?
I don't think we're alone.
Quick, put on the mask. For safety.
Projectiles will hit my face.
What can you see through the mask?
I can see colors.
So can I. I'm holding up a bloody match.
More colors.
That's how it hit. Let me get another one.
I can see colors between colors.
What does that mean? What does it mean? What can you see down the
There's
cave?
There's writing.
On the walls?
On the walls. They're glowing.
What does it say?
It says, open the sarcophagus.
Wait, there's a sarcophagus? Where is it? Oh, it's behind me.
Yes.
The whole time.
There's a button. Just press the button.
Oh, okay.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep.
That was just one button.
Just one button did that.
It's weird.
It's opening.
What's inside?
A body.
It's not a body.
It's somebody.
It's just a body. Look. It's in the shape of a body. It's just a bunch of rolls of toilet paper.
Not very clever.
No.
I'm going to take this mask
off. There's a pillow at the top covered by a blanket. You're taking off the mask?
What does my face look like?
Yeah, you look fine. I mean, you look pretty ugly, but that's how you look all the time.
What? Wait.
What's inside the sarcophagus?
What's that? Where the hands would be if it was a human. An SD card.
Grab it. See if you can grab it.
Oh no, all the toilet paper fell down. Very wet toilet paper.
It was used. That's why I made you grab it.
Very smart.
All right, now go wash your hands and hand me this SD card.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Clap, clip, clap, clip, clap, clip, clap. Are you all right over there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm going to play this tape.
What's it say on it?
I'm looking at it.
I'll come back.
I'm reading it.
What's it say on there?
It says... I'm holding it upside down.
Yes, you're holding it.
It says, do not play under any circumstances.
Oh, let's play it.
Yes, I see why not. You have the player.
Oh, I thought you had it.
Wait a minute. What are we recording to? Are we recording?
No.
No?
Who else is down here? Who's recording us?
Who's that? Wait, how do you know we're being recorded?
I don't know.
Is it that mask?
It's the mask. It's telling me.
Hey, well, if anyone's here, could you please play this for us?
Sure.
Oh, my God. Good heavens. Not Greg. Did you hear him?
Leave it. Leave it.
That was more than 2 hours ago.
We went back, actually.
And we got the SD card.
From that man.
And now we're going to play it for you.
So, what we'd like to do for this episode is try something different. We're going to try and split up the interview. Me and Johnny.
We'll
take turns asking you guys questions. I'll get started. Yeah, I'll ask Tony a question. Tony, you...
Yes?
Tony, you...
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I got a little bit of Parmesan in my pocket.
Do you? You always carry around Parmesan in your pocket?
It's overflowing! From my pocket! It's everywhere, all over your floor!
Well, you are really Italian.
No. I'm only 50% Italian.
Only? What's the other 50%?
German.
So you're 50% Italian, 50% German, but you're really embracing your Italian side.
Yes, I'm from Sicily.
You're from Sicily?
The land of 1,000 wafers.
What is a wafer? Is that a traditional Italian dish?
Very thin cookie.
It's a very thin cookie.
It's like a cannoli, only not.
Okay.
Well, I love cannolis. You know, you are like a cannoli yourself.
I'm like a cannoli.
Yes, you are very cuddly, but very squishy in the middle.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I don't know if you're saying I'm a weak person, but I'll take that.
Very weak.
Okay. I'll table that and ignore it for now. I want to know about your guys' podcast, though. You guys do the I Can't Read podcast.
Yes, and, great podcast. What we do on this podcast is we take all the kinds of pasta and we list them alphabetically every podcast.
That seems like it would be very time consuming.
I don't think you understand how Italian I am.
Well, I mean, you're pretty Italian, but I mean, Paul isn't necessarily.
He's very Italian.
He's very Italian, yes, too.
He is 75% Italian.
So he's more Italian than you are.
Yes, he is very much more.
He doesn't seem to embrace it, though.
He is a weakling. I like to throw around people's weaknesses.
Yeah, you seem to really be just pointing out people's weaknesses.
Yes, I'm a chauvinist. What can I say?
Okay, I guess I'll let...
Marxism is great. Übermensch, yay! That's my German side coming out.
I understand. I see that. I guess I'll let Johnny ask Paul some questions now.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Okay,
it's
Paul.
Definitely strange.
Yeah, Paul. Tell me,
yeah.
What kind of things do you look for in like your podcast? What kind of things are you trying to bring to light?
I mean, we like to talk about a lot of things, but you know, like, but I mean, we don't get too close to some subjects because you know the old saying, "Curiosity killed JFK."
What? I don't think that's a saying.
Yeah, something.
JFK wasn't killed.
Yeah, JFK committed suicide. He committed suicide, most definitely. Curiosity didn't kill him.
Yeah, whatever you say, man. But podcast covers a lot of stuff.
Do you find yourself having a tough time balancing all the different things you're trying to go for?
Not really. I mean, we work pretty hard. We're born after the midnight oil. So
born? Did you say born after the midnight oil?
Yeah,
you burn the midnight oil. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we were born after the midnight oil.
Okay,
so we work pretty hard. So yeah. Up late a lot.
Up late.
So, I mean, every cloud is a silver mine. You know what I mean?
Silver lining. Not silver.
Every cloud is just a silver mine, and you can't get down.
No, silver lining. The lining. It's like saying,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Look, man.
I feel like you're just saying.
Look, dude. A picture is worth 1,000 worms.
Words. Why would it be worms? Why would it ever be worms?
I don't think you... do you have a question at all?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
Okay. okay, so what would you say is like a big influence? Like what kind of movies do you like to watch? And like what kind of genres?
Well, I don't want you to put all your eggs in my basket, but...
in one basket.
What?
In one basket.
Yeah, I don't want you to put your eggs in mine.
Yeah.
Could you just not...
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to answer your question.
Yeah,
here.
Okay. Just, yeah.
Let's see here. I like this. See, I'm making this list in my head, but I don't want to count my chickens in half.
chickens before they hatch.
What about, what are you talking about?
You don't count your chickens in half.
How would you answer your question? I'm just answering your question.
That's okay, but I just feel like you're saying things.
You seem pretty hostile.
I'm not hostile. Yeah, you're just saying weird. All right,
just what's your next question?
Okay. How long have you known Tony?
I've known him about 72 years.
Whoa, that's a long time.
But, I don't know. How long have you known this guy, Mike? You see? Your balls to court there.
Took my balls to court? Is that what you said?
Yeah, sure did. Took your balls to court.
That's the balls in your court is what you're trying to say.
So I just said we should really get going because
no, just our, say it. Just say it. Just no. I'm sorry.
We have a meter running outside, and okay. Our car is parked, and it's really going to cost us an armored leg
if we stay any longer. If we stay any longer, that's not right. You know that's not right.
It's going to cost us an armored leg.
An armored leg.
You can't read the Jungle Book's cover.
You can't read.
Yeah.
You can't judge a book by its cover, is what you're trying to say.
That's what I just said.
No. Jungle Book. You can read the Jungle Book's cover.
I feel like you're just trying to add salt to my injuries here.
That's insult to injury. Insult. Okay. I can't interview. He doesn't even know what he's saying.
Mike, you really know, like, what's going on with your co-host here? What do you mean? What's going on with my co-host?
Yeah, I gotta say something. Something I heard from the grapes.
From the grapes?
What do you mean heard from the grapes?
From the grapevine.
So he heard it through the grapevine.
Through the grapevine.
I heard it from the grapes that your co-host likes to look at donkey porn.
Oh, now, how dare you?
Wow.
That's
not even true.
Even if it is true.
What?
even if that were true, Paul, that's very rude to mention.
Yes.
On the podcast. It's not true, obviously.
It's not true. You seem to be instigating it isn't, but...
Yeah, I mean, if it...
We'd still be friends if it were true.
There's a possibility.
If is not
of
a
you being
thing that is...
Into,
yeah, we're just going to go then. Tony, come on, let's go. Let's get out of here.
All right, here we go. Take my hat, my big poofy white hat.
Why did he bring that big poofy white hat?
What's going on?
Oh,
I love the pizza.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, this was a short episode.
That was a weird episode.
I'm not sure if we're going to release this
one. I don't think
that
guy can, like, talk.
I don't think so. I think there's something weird going on with both of them. I agree.
We should destroy this.
We should bury it deep.
Do you know the Andes? Should we go there?
I don't know it, but I'll go there.
Yeah.
Is that where you get all your donkey porn?
I don't.
Yeah. I'm open to you being yourself.
Don't be open. Don't
just,
be open
I just
to
want,
it.
I want you to know you're my
I would,
friend.
I would want you to talk to me if that was the case, but it's not the case.
Okay.
We should just get rid of this one.
Yeah, we should just get rid of this one. I agree.
How do we make sure that no one ever uses it?
Well, I mean, once we bury it, that'll be fine, right?
Well, there's all those people who like go into tombs and stuff.
That is weird.
Oh, let's just write on it. Here, what do you want to
write? Yeah, let's write on it.
Just don't ever use or...
Or let's don't play under any circumstances.
Okay.
I can write that on an SD card.
Yeah, that'll work.
That's fine. Cool.
I have like an uncle I can get to guard it. He'll just
good.
Be sitting down there.
Is that the uncle with the bear suit?
Yeah.
That'll be scary.
Yeah.
That'll intimidate
him. Scary. He doesn't need lots of food. And
right.
He likes the dark.
Does he?
Quiet guy. Quiet guy.
Real quiet guy.
Yeah.
I like that idea. All right, cool. We'll go with that. Yeah, okay, great idea. Cool. What a classic theme.
Truly.
So good. So good. John Williams.
Beautiful.
He's just so good. You say gullible?
Noble.
So gullible.
Yeah, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Unbelievables. I hope you enjoyed that long-lost clip. Our guests today are Paul Wolf and Tony Sansonetti. And we're going to play a little game. We're going to play a little match game. And we're going to figure out how well these two co-hosts know each other.
Can't wait to fight on the entire way home.
Yeah. I can't believe you.
Why wouldn't you say whooping?
We should have driven separate, you bitch. You've always been a bitch.
Whoa.
I feel like this is an excerpt from a real conversation.
Could be.
All right, we're gonna ask, or I'm going to ask one of our guests a question. We have three questions, and hopefully they wrote down, or they have the same answer. So they know each other's answer.
Oh, wait.
I'm gonna ask Tony.
Yeah.
His question.
Yeah.
And he's gonna answer.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, not with what he has written down.
Right.
Then Paul is going to reveal
what he has
written down.
Gotcha.
So I'm guessing his answer.
You're going
to
guess
everything.
His answer. See,
I know how to get a game works.
You're not going to get any of these.
I also almost poorly explained it, but yes. I brought it back.
We'll take it.
Nearly.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Stop looking.
I'm looking into your eyes. That's how I can tell
you. First question for Tony. Paul already has his answer.
Yeah.
Best comic book of all time.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. He doesn't read.
First one that comes to mind.
Watchmen?
What would Paul think your answer is? Paul's answer is...
Daredevil, The Man Without Fear.
Daredevil, Man Without Fear.
He's like, I don't know.
I was writing it down. I was like, this is a match game. He's totally not going to get this one.
I wish the listener could
sounds
see Tony's
phony.
Face.
It sounds like you tried to trick me.
Phony. All right. Maybe you can redeem yourselves. Here we go. Number two, best video game. Of all time.
Oh, man, that's hard.
What he would have written?
Yeah, yeah. What would I write? Not your answer, asshole.
what would Paul
write? Yeah, what would I say?
What would he say?
God of War?
Damn, Shadow of the Colossus.
It's so fucking close.
That was close.
I hate you, bitch.
Same area. Same area.
That was close.
All right, last one. Number three. How many beers could Tony drink in 1 hour?
What would Paul say?
Five?
One.
Oh,
this car ride is gonna be the worst.
I drink beer fast because I only like it cold.
Yeah,
dumbass.
But you only drink one anytime
could
you drink.
I drink.
None no. to the head.
I didn't. That wasn't the question. If you're about to be
head,
murdered,
that's how I answered it.
Oh, damn it!
Tony answers questions in the way.
So wait,
he
did
wishes.
I win that round?
I don't know. If
who
anyone
wins? I will determine points
does.
At the end of the game.
Damn it!
All right, here we go. This is.
I think I did pretty.
This
good.
Is for Paul. Tony already has his answers.
Yeah.
Number one. Favorite band pre-Matrix?
Radiohead.
Now, that's not pre-Matrix.
What?
Well, that's not the one I picked.
What was the one
they
you
went
picked?
Through the Matrix.
I was going to say...
The Pixies.
I do believe they were pre-Matrix.
Yeah, they were.
They were 93, but like they
and
kept
in all
going,
honesty...
But...
Oh, did they have to end after the Matrix?
No, I just kind of
okay.
picked the
no,
Pixies.
They don't have to end. They just have to be formed
I picked
before.
The Pixies because they're 88.
Okay, right on.
Pixies, okay.
Well, it would have been Radiohead.
So far, we
band.
Are... For if anyone's keeping score at home, we're 0-4.
Yeah. Yes. What a good game. Thanks a lot, Mike.
This one's enlightening. Yeah.
Really appreciate
it. Hey, these are the types of things you guys meant. You talk about music, talk about pop culture.
Go, yeah.
And so far, nobody's on the same wavelength.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
Number two.
Oh.
Favorite movie post Matrix?
Oh, fuck my life. Don't try. Post Matrix.
You punk. Bitch.
You gotta know this.
Steel Magnolias.
Magnolia would have been better.
Was it Magnolia?
No Country for Old Men.
Ah, shit.
Oh,
that was
great.
A good one.
Yeah.
Great movie.
What an asshole.
So good.
Are you having Steel like, Magnolias? Do you know it now? Or
yeah.
You, okay.
Well, he just said it, so yeah. spoilers.
Do you see where you went wrong? Yeah. Do you see?
That's what I was
You didn't guess, though. You said Steel Magnolias.
That was a guess.
No, it was not.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, last one. Last one. Let's see this one. You might be able
mm-hmm. to.
Three flavors of Jolly Rancher.
Oh.
Just in general or the ones
that
he
that I would pick?
That
watermelon.
Pick.
Okay.
Is that one?
Sour apple.
Continue.
Fucking strawberry?
I love fucking strawberry.
I didn't know they had to be real flavors.
Oh, you fuck! How the fuck am I supposed to get that? You're like, well, I like vacuum?
I don't
steel
eat
steel pots?
Yeah, I don't eat Jolly Ranchers.
Who the
I don't like candies like that.
Oh, you're the
candies
worst.
On my teeth.
Yeah.
No, you actually did really good. I put lemon
and then I put strawberry and watermelon. So you got one.
Oh, wow.
I got two.
Hey,
that's like two-thirds of a question right.
Wow. Yeah.
See, that means Paul's the winner.
Yeah. By there's only five flavors of that fucking candy.
Yeah, there is.
I think there's more.
No, it's like grape, watermelon, apple, blue raspberry.
Let's get them all, baby.
And cherry.
Wow.
Oh, so strawberry.
I like Jolly Ranchers.
Strawberry wasn't even real? A flavor. Right on.
Strawberry is not a flavor.
I'm convinced at one point they had like a tropical
they
Jolly
did,
Rancher.
But I don't know what it is.
Oh, I'm belching so
it's
much.
It's not one of the original.
I would like to do 25 more of these each.
Wow. I would.
Okay, we'll be taking a break. No, I'm kidding.
I'll write down some questions.
We're reaching the end of the show. We have got one more section, and that is...
What is it?
We're about to find out, baby.
Oh, what is it?
Oh no, it's time for plugs. I can't believe it.
I can.
What?
Sorry.
Bitch.
You're really bad at that.
Batch.
Our previous game is bleeding into our plug section because our guests are just like adamant on getting the right
answer. No, I was like, I said lemon tears.
Lemon tears.
Lemon tears.
The best Jolly Rancher.
Delicious.
Lemon tears.
Oh, good heavens. Obviously, we want to be able to let our guests plug their show. Tell us where it can be found.
It can be found on lousyweathermedia.com, which will take you to our network page. It's I Can't Read, EYE Can't Read. That's a big thing. People are like, can't find your show. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's because we spelled it badly.
That's because those people aren't paying attention.
Yeah, or when you say I Can't Read, they're like, oh, right on, I Can't Read. Not like, oh, it's about visuals, so that's why you spell it like that.
I can't name a podcast.
Yeah. I'm bad
classic.
At naming.
It's staying that way. I like it. I personally like
thank
that,
you so the, much.
That title.
I think it's clever.
I enjoy the content. I enjoy the title. I enjoy your voices.
Oh,
so that's why we had. That's why I dug deep and found that recovered audio.
Yeah,
guys.
It was good. It was
sweet,
good.
Sweet audio.
My voice sounded way deeper on it though.
Did it?
That was odd. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
I
not.
Think that's just you listening to a playback.
That could be
of
it.
I've had a lobotomy
yeah.
since then. So
yeah.
That always so,
you
makes
know,
your voice.
After
higher.
The lobotomy, I stopped. I don't even know where I'm from now.
Yeah, I mean, your guys.
Why
back.
I haven't
not
mentioned
Sicily.
Yeah,
not Sicily.
Yeah. Not Greg found that out.
Not Greg.
Those guys are very professional.
Insanely. So professional. I love Pitt.
Pitt is a great team.
I'm going to keep listening to that show.
Yeah.
Speaking of listening to shows, listen to the I Can't Read podcast. Do you guys have any special shows planned? Any special... Oh, what should people be watching? Give us some suggestions for the end of the show.
Well, what's the...
What like
they
shit,
look like
shit
people?
That's awesome.
I think they look like people is our next movie of the week, which is really really cool, and you'll hear an in depth on it next week. And what was Tessa Tony?
All 6 minutes.
all
I don't
6 minutes
is the total
in depth.
Is the title? They look like people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's on Netflix. That's what we try to do. We try to get movies off of Netflix so people can watch it. With us.
Who's
very
the
smart
director? Is there any famous people in it that we would know?
No, not really. I think it's like an indie film. It looks like it costs like $1.50 to make, but it's really good.
I heard that Troll Hunter was a great indie film.
Troll Hunter was great. Yeah, I actually watched that. We talked about that not too long ago.
Magnet makes wonderful films.
Yeah, the what was it? Rubber, Hobo with a Shotgun. Those are all. And Donkey Punch. Donkey Punch is insane.
Magnet produced...
Perry Blackshear is the director. They look like people.
Perry Blackshear.
Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
Yeah, with Philip Seymour.
And that had...
Oh, Hoffman.
Oh, no, he wasn't so in that sad. One. He wasn't in Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of...
Capote?
No, I'm thinking of
The Master.
I have no idea.
No, that's another
Mission
one.
Impossible.
The Master.
No, three. Not a movie. You guys are all. No, I'm thinking of
you
a
got
different
a girlfriend.
Actor I like.
Oh,
in that
Finder.
Film,
gonna hurt her.
There's well, that is an all-star cast.
That is
huge. I mean, it's got
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman is the the main. It's got Benedict Cumberbatch, Mark Strong.
I like Mark Strong.
Colin Firth. A couple other. But that's a great film.
40 Days and 40 Nights is the test of Tony.
Yeah.
Josh Hartnett.
That one's a real
you guys
easy.
Remember that one?
I don't know it.
40 Days and 40 Nights, Josh Hartnett goes on 40 days without sex because he thinks he's like a sex addict.
Really?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Josh Hartnett?
Yeah.
How is it?
From the faculty? I don't know if you remember him.
No, he's also from Pearl Harbor. Mm. But what I'm going to mention next even weirder, because he was in a movie called 30 Days of Night.
Yes, which is a great comic book.
Really? It's a comic
based
book.
Based off a great movie.
No.
Yep.
Comic came first.
That's a common misconception.
Are you lying?
No, God. Remember that line?
Yeah, that was in the
from
comic.
From the movie.
Well, fuck him.
This car ride is getting more and more tense.
How about you answer a question wrong again,
you
asshole?
You're going in the trunk, you're going in the trunk.
I drove.
God.
It'll just make the makeup sex so much better when you guys get
to it. He's going to be such a power bottom.
Yeah. Hate fucking is our best sex.
Excellent.
All
right.
But yeah, I'm also on the Lousy Weather Media main show. Do you do anything else?
What do you mean, do I do anything else?
Yeah.
I enrich lives at Apple, dude.
You do, Fruit stand.
That's pretty nice.
Fruit stand!
You guys like
my turn.
He loves his food.
And mozzarella.
There it is. There it is.
You can do it all day, though. It's like ricotta, parmesan,
ziti.
You sound pretty legit.
Ziti.
I think there was a large section we cut out of there.
There was,
a lot of pasta.
It was just specific names of pasta.
There was some other footage of just pasta
footage.
Talk.
There was too,
VHS recorded footage.
Secretly filming. What about your band, Leota? You're currently.
Yeah, well, no, we did like the 30th to the 8th dates, and then now we're going south from the 13th through the 28th. The next show is in Athens, Ohio at Sudden Death Overtime. It's a house show. It's a blast there. So if you're in the Athens area, come hang out. We're in Kentucky a bunch, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, all those.
Big tour.
Nice. Yeah.
Athens is a big party town, too.
I love Athens. It's so fun.
Yeah.
We played with a band called Amish Electric Chair last time we went there, and they were
Are they Amish?
No, oddly enough. It. Yeah, I was like, where are their beards and hats?
Yeah, that would be so cool.
And why are they playing electric instruments? This seems so backwards.
This is
but
horrible.
They still unloaded and loaded their carriage.
Yes.
So they were very dedicated to only a couple parts of the
correct.
Amish
they
culture.
Also raised a barn. It was very nice.
They raised a barn
while playing.
Yeah, and churned butter.
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, Tony's wearing one of your band's hats, and it's very cool.
The Nike swoosh. Yeah. Can't wait to get sued.
Oh yeah, you're definitely gonna get sued.
Yeah, we printed shirts with that on it too. So
copyright infringement is fuck.
Yeah, that's what we.
I wear it, and people just think it's a regular old, fat dad that's walking by. But no, it's a band. Hat.
You're like, I'm so cool. You're extra hip.
Fat dad.
Yeah.
They don't know how hip you are.
Hey, fat dad, you going to Giannino's tonight?
Hey, fat dad.
Hey, fat dad, what are you doing over there?
Go, going
no,
to
man,
Giannino.
This is a cool hat.
Oh, sorry,
cool
sir. Hat. Sorry, sir. That's a bad hat.
Sorry, you looked way older in that hat. I'm only 30.
And then you push them.
Yeah.
You push them down.
Push them down.
Exactly.
What I'm doing when I'm not here, hibernating, eating pizza.
Great. That's a great
paint minis. I just got you a Christmas gift. You're gonna make that look all cool, right?
It's all about you, huh? All about you.
Wow.
This car is gonna be all
this is gonna be a
more and more tense.
When someone buys me toys, yes, I paint them and make them look more awesome.
That's right.
I got him a K2SO 24-inch one.
Oh, did you? That's pretty rad.
Awesome.
It's gonna make them all battle wounded.
What is he one that you have to build?
No.
Yeah.
I bust nuts for that. They don't have Bandai hasn't made or no one's made one yet. Really.
Oh, okay. That's really cool, though. Maybe a cool one to build, too, because he is a droid.
Yeah,
so.
Totally.
Shh, don't spoil it. No,
shut up. He has no idea what he's going to be.
Oh, no.
Everyone knows you can't follow Johnny on social media because he ain't there.
Nice.
So instead, he spends his time working on projects on the sub.
That's right.
And what do we have this week?
Well, you know how there's all those magic shows where they cut the lady in half?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I accidentally cut a lady in half.
Oh, cool.
So that
what
was
were you working on?
I was trying to make it so it wouldn't cut her in half, but it turns out.
So every time in the shows, they kill a lady.
Yeah. Well, if they're using mine.
Then yes.
But I'll crack it. Don't worry. Come back next week.
All right. I'll ask you next week.
Okay.
I'll hold you to it.
All right.
How many ladies have died?
Not gonna
moving
say.
On.
Gotcha. All right, right on. You just torpedo them out of the sub.
Yeah,
right.
Count that high.
Yeah,
they're giving us soldiers burial.
Yeah, we give them a burial at sea.
Burial at sea.
A proud burial at sea. The show, obviously, you can follow on Twitter at TunBelievables. That's T-U Unbelievables. If you can figure it
smooth.
Out. We're also just the Unbelievables in the search bar. You can follow me on Twitter at Mike_Calhoun. I say funny things every once in a while. I have some stuff going on probably. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sad Boy Social Club, my sketch group. We have a show January 21st on a Saturday at Michelle's Lounge in Kent. Show starts at 8:30. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun writing these sketches. So please come out to that show. And then I got some stand-up I'm doing now. Just be around. Just go to all the local stand open mics around Ohio.
See if he's there. Wow.
See if I'm there.
Every
ask
night
for
of the
me.
Week forever.
He's not here. Go to the next one.
We got to get there quick. But thanks for listening, everyone. We're at our new home at Audio Boom, which is the Lousy Weather Media host site. But go to lousyweathermedia.com. You can find these fine gentlemen's podcast. Listen to theirs. Listen to our back catalog. Listen to the main show. There's so many great shows on there that you can listen to. So, and a huge range of like topics, too, which is great.
Definitely. So, wrestling, hatred, Cavs.
Exactly. It's great.
You guys lying.
Spectacularly.
Yeah. That's what our podcast should be called. Lying.
Just lying with Johnny and Mike.
Or is that our name?
Lately.
Who knows?
But thanks for listening. I want to thank my guests for being on the show this week.
Thanks so much for having
spectacular.
Us.
Spectacular. Yeah, we will talk to you guys next week. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.